It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Lee Rayburn in for Rob Ferret. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay women's basketball team is returning to the NCAA tournament for the second year in a row, securing an automatic bid by winning the Horizon League Conference tournament last week.
The UW-Green Bay Phoenix finished their regular season at the top of the Horizon League, and they take their 22-game winning streak to Maryland on Saturday afternoon, where they will play the Alabama Crimson Tide for the first time in the program's 52-year history.
Joining us now are two of the team's seven seniors to reflect on their collegiate careers and look ahead to their final games playing for the Phoenix. Cassie Schiltz is a guard and graduated from Luxembourg Casco High School in Kewaunee County. Cassie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And also joining us, Callie Genke is also a guard. She graduated from Freedom High School in Outagamie County. Callie, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Let's start with this 22-game win streak that you have. It's the second longest in all of college basketball right now, behind only the Grand Canyon University women's team from the Western Athletic Conference. Cassie, what's behind this 22-game win streak?
I would just say that we're not really focusing on the win streak. We're just focusing on one game at a time. So we're just really focused each week on who we play next and how we can give our best effort offensively and defensively, and just really playing together.
Callie, you started the season with two straight losses with a brand new coach. What turned the season around for this team?
I think we just stuck together. The losses, you know, you always just kind of come back after, see what could have gone better. Just sticking together and kind of finding our groove.
Yeah, and Callie, what's been the highlight of the season so far for you?
I think going to the NCAA tournament again. That's always kind of our goal throughout the whole season. So now that we're here.
Sure, let's talk about that. You're going to take on Alabama on Saturday starting at 12:30. You can watch the game on ESPN2. Now, Alabama finished sixth in the SEC, and they lost in the second round of their conference tournament. Cassie, what do you think the difference is going to be in Saturday's game for this team?
Alabama's a really good team. We haven't scouted them that much yet in practice, but just doing my own research a little, they're a really good team. So we're going to have to play really strong defense. They're a little taller than us, which they usually are in the SEC, but we're just going to have to play strong defense and then still be able to score on the offensive end.
Callie, take us back to the NCAA tournament last season where you took on another SEC team, the Tennessee Volunteers. What did you learn from that you plan to take into Saturday's match?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into, you know, going to the NCAA tournament, a lot of new things. So I think with going last year, experiencing those things, playing bigger teams, and we kind of set up a good non-conference to also play big teams so that we can be prepared for this in the postseason.
So the UW-Green Bay women's team made the Sweet 16 back in 2011. I can't help but notice that team was led by the then Horizon League Player of the Year, Kayla Karius, who happens to be your first-year coach right now. What has the coach told you about her experience in the tournament and the plans that you have to make it past the first round and maybe back to the Sweet 16? Cassie, I'll ask you.
She mentioned this yesterday, just going in, being confident. When they played in the Sweet 16, they played Baylor, obviously against Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
So coach actually had to guard her, but they just went in being confident and knowing what their team was capable of and just not being afraid of the moment. It's a bigger team, but, I mean, our team is super talented as well. So just playing together and being confident and going in knowing that we're able to get a win.
Callie, I want to ask you about the first year for Coach Akarius and the legacy that was left by one of the winningest coaches in women's basketball history, which is really saying something, Kevin Borseth. What was the changeover like for this team and a change of leadership?
Yeah, we were all kind of surprised when Coach Borseth retired, but the transition went really smoothly. We were all really excited when Coach Akarius took the job. And it was really nice. We kind of met in the middle of a lot of things, had a lot of conversations about offense and defense and what we're both comfortable with. So it went really smoothly, and it was awesome to get an alumni. And obviously she was super successful here. So bringing her back to Green Bay was really well done.
Yeah, and Cassie, what's the leadership been like under Coach Karius in the first year, and how does it compare to Coach Borsis?
They're obviously different people, but Coach Kayla has let Kevin even like come to a couple practices and help her out a little bit. So I think the transition went really smooth, and she's a great coach, a great leader. She experienced Green Bay basketball herself, so I think that has really helped her because she knows what it's like to be in our footsteps. But yeah, she's overall a great coach and a great leader and a great mom as well. So really excited and happy that I got to spend my last year with her as our coach.
Cassie Schultz is a guard with the UW Green Bay Phoenix, who will take on Alabama in the NCAA tournament on Saturday. Also joining us, Callie Genke, another guard with the team. Both of them are seniors, and you have seven seniors on this team. Callie, what does the experience of this team bring to the tournament this weekend?
Yeah, like you said, seven seniors, lots of experience. People have been here, which I think will help us a lot. You could kind of see throughout the year in some of our close games, we've really stayed composed and collected, and I think that just comes with experience. So I think that will help a lot. Obviously, this is a good team we're playing, so being able to stay calm and collected in those moments will be really important.
While you have a 12th seed in your bracket for the NCAA tournament, your defense ranks 18th in Division I women's basketball, and you have the Horizon League Defensive Player of the Year, another senior, in Jasmine Kondrakiewicz. Callie, does defense win championships?
Oh, I definitely think so. We always say that, defense kind of leads to offense, so you got to be able to get some stops in order for your offense to feel good. So we take a lot of pride in it and really coach each other on like things that can help us out during the game.
Cassie, tell us a little bit about what makes one of the best defenses in the nation.
I would say that defense has, over my 6 years, defense has always been like the most important principle. So we spend a lot of our practice time on our defense, but we just really coach each other, and having the Defensive Player of the Year, Bailey Butler, on our team definitely helps, as well as Jazz was all defensive team. But Cal, Maddie, Nat, Maya, everybody is just, they're so good at defense and they want to get stops. So I just think we're all super competitive and we play really hard together. And we know that our defense will create our offense.
Cassie, when's the team go to Maryland?
We're thinking Thursday. We don't know for sure yet.
Don't know for sure yet. Now, it'll be neutral territory for the first round of the tournament when you take on Alabama and Maryland. But if Maryland wins their first round game as a fourth seed, it appears as though when you beat Alabama on Saturday, you might take on Maryland on their home turf in the second round on Monday. What's it like to go to enemy territory, Cassie?
I've never been to Maryland before, so we played them a year or two ago in a Thanksgiving tournament, and I think we ended up losing around by 5, 6 points. So I mean, we have played them before, but it'll be different if we do end up playing them on their home court. But same thing, just one game at a time.
Yeah. Callie, I'm curious about growing up with basketball and what it took to become a Division I college athlete. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, I started playing basketball at a pretty young age. Played AAU since 5th grade. It's just something I've always loved to do. So just the
What's
time and
AU?
dedication. It's like club basketball,
Okay.
travel, summer basketball.
And Cassie, what was your experience like, and what led you to Division I basketball?
I started playing basketball when I was really young. I actually have a little basketball court in my parents' basement. So me and my sister just grew up down there, always practicing. I just kind of wanted to be like her. She was older. So yeah, I also played summer basketball. And that's how me and Cal actually both ended up getting recruited. We played for the same team, but different ages. So yeah, AU basketball really helped get recruited, and then played throughout high school, and then ended up at Green Bay.
What advice would you give to young girl basketball players who are looking to continue playing basketball into college?
I would just say Chase your dreams and work really hard. You have to sacrifice other things like going to hang out with your friends when you're younger. You got to put in more shots. You have to do the little things. So you just really have to work hard, and you can achieve your goals.
Kelly Genke, what are the lessons you're taking from basketball, you plan to take from basketball after graduating from UW Green Bay?
I think there's a lot of things that basketball teaches you. One that we kind of talk about a lot is accountability. We have high standards for our team, and so we're all going to hold ourselves accountable and then hold each other accountable as well. So that's a big one. There's a lot of leadership skills, a lot of time management that goes into playing at this level. So a lot of good skills that I can take into my life and the workforce.
And it sounds like those time management skills are something you needed to learn early on, just before even entering Division I basketball. Cassie, what do you plan to do after you graduate from UW Green Bay? What are your future plans?
That's a great question. I plan to graduate with my master's in business management and sports management in May. And then I am not sure what my future holds. I might get into coaching, or I might just find a business job.
And quickly, Callie, what are you got plans?
I actually just started my master's this spring. So next year I will be finishing that while being a GA in the athletic department.
Thank you both for joining us today, and best of luck to you in the tournament this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Callie Genke and Cassie Schiltz are seniors on the UW Green Bay Phoenix women's basketball team. They return to the NCAA tournament basketball tournament as a number 12 seed, taking on the 5th seed Alabama Crimson Tide on Saturday. This is UW Green Bay's 20th trip to the Big Dance in the program's 52-year history. Tip off at 12:30, and you can watch it all on ESPN2.